feeling is here tonight?
I'm worried. Nearly 100 people were arrested by Hong Kong police Sunday as riot officers swooped on democracy protesters opposed to the postponement of local elections. Sunday was meant to be voting day for the city's partially elected legislature, one of the few instances where Hong Kongers get to cast ballots. But the city's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam, suspended the polls for a year, citing the coronavirus, angering the pro-democracy opposition who had been hoping to capitalize on seething anti-government sentiment. Hundreds of riot police flooded the district of Kowloon in a bid to thwart online calls for flash mob protests to mark the suspended vote. Throughout the afternoon, police were heckled by people shouting slogans such as, "Give me back my vote," and "Corrupt cops," as officers conducted multiple stop and searches and ordered crowds to disperse. Belarusian protesters on Sunday prepared a new mass demonstration against strongman Alexander Lukashenko, who has refused to quit after a disputed re-election, and he's turned to Russia for help. Unprecedented protests broke out in the ex-Soviet country after Lukashenko, who has ruled the ex-Soviet state for 26 years, claimed re-election with 80% of the vote on August 9th. Opposition rival Svetlana Tikhanovskaya says she has won the vote, but Lukashenko's security forces have detained thousands of protesters, many of whom accuse police of beatings and torture. And an experimental reusable Chinese spacecraft returned to its designated landing site Sunday after 2 days in orbit, China's official Xinhua news agency reported, saying the successful flight marked an important breakthrough in reusable spacecraft research. The Chinese spacecraft was launched into orbit Friday via a rocket that has been used to put crewed and uncrewed Chinese spacecraft into orbit in the past.